USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A winter storm hitting a big portion of the country is forcing thousands of flight cancellations. Both Dallas airports are experiencing a ton of cancellations due to snow and ice, with Love Field Airport canceling 85% of the flights originating from there so far. More than 4,600 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been called off so far today. The top Republican in the House says ongoing COVID restrictions have caused real damage in the United States.
What does it have an effect on these shutdowns? How many people miss the cancer screening, the mental health, the suicides for young children?
Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, saying pandemic lockdowns should be lifted. He also criticized ongoing vaccine and mask mandates. This is USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis? Pick Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporary relief pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
President Biden is cheering a counterterrorism operation that killed an ISIS leader.
Talking from the Roosevelt Room, President Biden talks on the removal of an ISIS leader in Syria overnight.
Operating on my orders, the United States military forces successfully removed a major terrorist threat to the world, the global leader of ISIS, known as Haji Abdullah. He took over as leader of ISIS in 2019 after the United States counterterrorism operation killed al-Baghdadi. Since then, ISIS has directed terrorist operations targeting Americans, our allies and our partners, and countless civilians in the Middle East, Africa, and in South Asia.
Haji Abdullah took his own life and people in his home with a suicide explosion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jobless claims are down. The Labor Department saying 238,000 first-time claims for unemployment were filed last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
The Senate in session this Thursday, and Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is making remarks on the Senate floor regarding President Biden's historic pledge to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court by the end of the month. He says the Senate is taking steps to make sure the High Court is looking more like the country they serve by confirming qualified and diverse nominees.
There have been 115 justices who have sat on the court since 1789. Only five of them have ever been women, none until 1981. Only two have been African American, but never, never has there been an African American woman who still make up barely 6% of the federal judiciary.
He says he'll make sure the process is fair and quick as the Senate moves to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. The Oakland County Prosecutor's Office is asking a judge to get James and Jennifer Crumley to stop communicating in court. The parents of the Oxford High School shooting suspect are facing involuntary manslaughter charges and have mouthed "I love you" to each other when they have been in hearings. The prosecutor's office calling it inappropriate and disrespectful communications. The Crumleys are being held on a $500,000 bond each. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.